You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Now for our story. This afternoon in Chicago, Lisa Fanner walks restlessly about the apartment she shared with Lily Devon before the blonde young entertainer went to Wakefield. With her dark hair piled high on her head, Lisa is looking beautiful in a trailing yellow housecoat. Now she hears a knock, crosses to the door eagerly.
Hello, darling.
Hello, Lance.
Oh, baby.
Lance.
You're so beautiful, darling. Oh, you ought to be used to it by now, but I guess I'm not. That yellow housecoat you're wearing.
Do you like it?
Terrific.
I thought of you when I bought it.
Love you in yellow, with your hair dark. You look like a butterfly, I guess.
Oh, Lance.
I guess I do sound like a dope, don't I?
No, you don't, Lance. I love it. But I can't get used to it. You never used to talk like this, even when we were first married.
Well, maybe that was the trouble. I took you too much for granted, but I know better now. All that time we were separated gave me a chance to find out what I'd missed. From now on, I'm going to keep telling you over and over how much I love you. And I'm going to do whatever you want to do.
Oh, Lance, sometimes I feel as if I'm dreaming all this. After being lonely so long, unhappy. And now it seems too good to be true. Perhaps it is.
It's not, though. You'll see. Just as soon as we get started, you'll find out I really mean what I say. I'm going to make you happier than you've ever been before.
If only there weren't so many things to forget. It frightens me. Maybe it isn't possible.
Nonsense. There are only two people in the world that matter, darling. You and me.
But maybe that's being selfish. Just thinking of ourselves, Lance.
Don't lovers always think of themselves, darling? Oh, I don't mean we shouldn't be decent, honorable, try to help people. But as long as we're not hurting anyone.
But supposing we were.
What are you talking about, sweetheart? How could we possibly hurt anyone? Just by being happy together?
We might. Lance, if our being together did hurt someone...
There goes my little warrior. I'm going to have to teach you how to be happy again. I can see that. Sometimes you act like you're afraid to be happy.
Perhaps I am.
Well, you mustn't be. Come on now, darling. Let's plan our honeymoon. That's what it's going to be, you know. A second honeymoon. Have you decided where you want to go?
Yes, I have, Lance. I told you. I want to go to New York.
I know you said that, but Lisa, for a honeymoon, or did you mean...
I mean permanently, Lance. I don't want to come back ever.
But, sweetheart, our engagement's all set here in Chicago. We're supposed to sign the contracts tomorrow, and then you know how hard it is to find places to live. And Lily said we could stay on here in her apartment indefinitely.
I know all that, Lance, but just the same, I want to go away. I already told you we were leaving. I can't wait to get away.
Well, of course, Lisa, if that's what you want to do. But it does seem rather... Well, do you think it's smart, considering everything?
It may not be smart, and I'm sorry. But that's the way I feel, just the same. I want to go away.
All right, sweetheart. I'm not trying to disagree with you. Didn't I just say you were going to do anything you liked?
I hate to seem unreasonable, but I can't help it, Lance. It's terribly important to me.
All right, sweetheart. New York it is.
Then you don't mind?
Of course not. If that's what you want, darling. After all, it doesn't make much difference where we are. We'll be all right. Just so long as we're together again.
But as Lance Fanner looked into his young wife's face, wondering why she appeared to be so troubled, so insistent about leaving, he had no idea of the cloud which hung over them both. The fact that Lisa had given their baby son to another woman. The fact that at this minute in Wakefield, Aunt Mary Lane is preparing to come and see Lisa, try to persuade her to confess what she has done. Even now, in her bedroom at the little farmhouse on Willow Road, Aunt Mary is packing to leave while she talks to her son, Randy.
Far be it from me
me to be unduly curious, Mom, but I don't get this sudden impulse of yours to go tearing off to Chicago.
Well, I'm sorry, Randy. I wish I could explain. But in the first place, there isn't time. And besides,
it's none of my business, is that it?
Well, no, I don't mean that, dear, but...
Never mind, Mrs. Lane. I guess I can take a hint. If I'm hit over the head with it.
You know, if there were anything you could do to help, you'd be the first person I'd turn to. But this time, there's just nothing you could do. Except to keep things going here at the farm.
Well, you can just bet I'll do that, all right. By the way, any special instructions? You're the captain of the ship, you know. I'm here to take orders.
Well, now, let's see. There's plenty of food in the icebox for supper. Peggy'll know what to do. Tell her she might make a cake for dessert.
Oh, boy.
And Randy, you might help her as much as possible. I know she'll be tired. Well, the trial's been quite a strain on her.
Gee, come to think of it, how's Peggy getting back from Huntsville? You came back in the truck, didn't you?
Yes, Peggy and Lily stayed on. Well, Lily managed to rent a car in town from Mr. Peterson. She's using that to run around in. So I asked her to bring Peggy home. Why don't you ask her to stay to dinner?
Hmm? Well, that's a good idea. I will. She can help Peggy, too.
It might be a good idea for her to stay overnight if she can arrange it. You see, when that lawyer of the Calverts, Farnsworth, brought Peggy into the case, well, I didn't have time to tell you before, Randy, but he made such ugly insinuations.
Oh, poor little kid. Maybe I shouldn't have encouraged her to go over.
No, that was all right, Randy. I think Peggy would have felt worse if she hadn't.
Yeah, maybe. I think she wanted Bill to know she was pulling for him.
She did. Oh, Randy, hand me that bag from the dresser, will you, please?
Sure thing, Mom. This one?
Yes, that's right. And would you mind bringing my toothbrush?
Yeah, right on, Mom. Hey, anything else I can do now?
No, I think I have everything.
Okay. Well, say, by the way, Mom, does Peggy know why you're leaving? Hadn't I better explain something to her, or so she won't worry?
Oh, yes. Just tell Lefty and Peggy both that I had to go away unexpectedly. And I'll explain when I get back.
When will you be back, Mom?
Tomorrow, I expect. If anything unforeseen comes up, I'll phone you.
Okay. Now, don't you get yourself all tired out running around up there. I know darn well whatever you're up to has to do with somebody's being in trouble. But I don't want you to make yourself sick on account of it.
I won't, Randy, dear. But I won't rest easy. And couldn't unless I tried to get this whole thing... Well, unless I did what I could. But don't you worry about me. I'll be quite all right.
I'll see that you are, Mrs. Lane. After all, you're the nicest mother I ever had.
Oh, Randy. Now, then, let me see. What have I forgotten? Nothing, I guess.
Well, suppose you get into your hat and coat, then, while I close up the suitcase. I've only got a few minutes to spare. It'll take us about 20 minutes to get to the station.
All right, Randy, I'll hurry.
And if anything goes wrong, you'll be sure to phone, won't you, Mom? I'll take the very next train up.
Well, that's very nice of you, dear, but I won't need any help. If I can't do anything by myself, I'm afraid there's nothing to be done. But it's got to work out. It simply must.
Well, Mom, if you've got your heart set on something, I'm willing to bet it'll come out the way you want it to. But just the same, I can't imagine what on earth it can be that sends you dashing off like this. What's anything down here got to do with Chicago?
I know you're puzzled, dear, and I wish I could give you an answer. But at present, all I can tell you is that Chicago may have everything to do with it. May make all the difference in what happens to someone who is very dear to both of us. And, Randy, I'd like to leave a message for Lily when she gets here.
Oh, no, what is it?
Just tell Lily I said thanks.
Is that all? Just thanks?
Yes. I'm not sure she'll know what I mean. But perhaps she'll understand after tomorrow.
Aunt Mary was referring to the fact that it was Lily who had provided the final clue, the link which bound Lisa Fenner to Wakefield, because of the baby son she had relinquished to Kit Calvert and now refused to claim. Lisa's premonition today had been only too true when she begged her husband to take her away from Chicago, fearing that something might destroy their newly recovered happiness. For now, Aunt Mary is on her way to Chicago to see Lisa. But will Aunt Mary be able to persuade the young dancer to do what she should do?